I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
A couple years ago, Gavin sprung on us an American classic called
Wolf Cop.
Okay.
And I'm sure that everyone's watched it since then. They've even made Wolf Cop 2 since we've talked about it.
Wow.
It's not as good.
Can you also explain the fanfare that came with that came after once we first started talking about Wolf Cop?
Well, I have a love in my bones for cheesy horror movies.
Yes.
Like low budget cheesy horror movies. Wolf Cop, by the way, was a movie where a police officer in a small town becomes a werewolf and then decides to use that for good and his super natural power of crime fighting and to get the ladies. But I found another one. There's a movie coming out called Ouija Shark. And I have to do that because this is a ghost tale.
Oh.
The other one was more hard-hitting.
Yes.
Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop is just your straight-up gore fest.
Right. Okay.
No, not Ouija Shark.
Okay.
It's creepy.
Yes. Tell me about it.
Here's just a taste of the trailer.
Okay.
I was at the beach, and I found this Ouija board in the water.
Haven't I told you not to fool around with those things?
Is that a shark?
Or a ghost?
I think we somehow summoned it out of the board.
Do you see what's happening?
So they're...
Okay, here's what happened.
Okay.
Group of pretty teenage girls.
Obviously.
All played by 30-year-old women.
Uh-huh.
Hanging out by the water. And they do. They find a Ouija board. Now, the best part about this Ouija board is it doesn't look anything like the Ouija board. It's I don't know if they couldn't get the licensing from Parker Brothers or what, but it's just like a hunk of wood with letters written on it, but not really in the arrangement of a Ouija board that we're all familiar with.
Okay.
So that washes on board, and of course, you play with it, as you would with any hunk of garbage you find in a body of water.
Sure. Right.
Well, this unlocks the paranormal power of Ouija Shark. And Ouija Shark is not just a normal shark.
Okay.
What? And let's say a shark is after you, Rain.
Okay.
What do you do?
Step one. Swim.
No, okay, well, step two.
Get out of the water. Okay.
Ouija Shark is a ghost and knows no boundaries. He can get you in your bed. He can get you in the woods. And he can get you while you're at work in your corporate cubicle. And he does in Ouija Shark.
And then
Spoiler alert. Does
he just devour people?
Yes. I got an early copy of the movie. Ouija Shark does not actually come out until, May something. And I know you don't really care when it comes out, but I recommend watching it.
You do?
Yes. It's fun.
Okay. So I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Why would you?
But how does it end?
How does it end? I mean, it's very spoiling, but I'll tell you.
Okay.
they find themselves a shaman.
Oh, yeah.
Who has dealt with this before.
Oh.
Of course.
You think this is the first time that Ouija shark has attacked people?
No. How else did he know how to get to that corporate building?
So the shaman goes into the realm where Ouija shark comes from.
Okay.
And fights him in his own land. Much like the ending of Nightmare on Elm Street, but we won't talk about that.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
Is the shaman a surfer?
No.
Okay.
He's an Indian.
Oh, okay.
Or Indian-like.
Okay.
We're not really sure what his background is.
Got it.
But can he make fun hand motions that create light like Doctor Strange? You bet your ass he can.
Oh, good.
And he can shoot stuff at Ouija Shark, and Ouija Shark can dodge it.
Okay.
Ouija Shark also growls a lot, which sharks don't make any sound.
Huh.
But how else are you going to know he's coming? You got to use it to build suspense.
Sure. Does Ouija Shark walk?
No, he flies.
He swims in
through the air.
Air.
He shows up sometimes around water, but not all the time. You're never safe.
Okay, and he can go through walls.
Yes.
Okay.
And he is a puppet. At some point, you have to admit that it is just a cheesy puppet, which does diminish a little bit of how scary this movie is.
Are you
is.
Saying as opposed to a real ghost shark?
I'm saying the special effects are very lacking.
No!
So if someone wanted to watch this, could they text?
I don't think we're at risk of that.
Well, they can watch the trailer at least.
Okay.
Shark, is shark the word?
Yeah, text shark to 73389.
Watch the trailer. It's only a minute and a half of your day. Probably because there was not enough footage to make anybody want to watch the movie.
Or the button eyes fell off the puppet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.